The Renaissance Festival Podcast, episode 1.
I enlisted in the Navy for to serve the Queen. I enlisted in the Navy, a sailor lad to stand, for to hear the cannons rattling and the music so grand. The music so grand, the music so grand, for to hear the cannons rattling and the music so grand. Well, the officer who enlisted me was a fine and handsome man. He said, "You'll make a sailor, so come along, me lad." Well, my waist being tall and slender, and my fingers long and thin, oh, the very soon they learned me, I soon exceeded them. I soon exceeded them, I soon exceeded them. Oh, the very soon they learned me, I soon exceeded them. They sent me to bunk, and they sent me to bed, for to lie with the sailor lads I never was afraid. But in buttoning up me blue coat, it often made me smile, for to think I was a sailor and a maiden all the while. A maiden all the while, a maiden all the while, for to think I was a sailor and a maiden all the while. They sent me to London to guard the tower, and I swore that I would be there until my dying hour. But a lady fell in love with me, and I told her I was a maid. She went up to my captain, and my secret she betrayed. My secret she betrayed, my secret she betrayed. Oh, she went up to my captain, and my secret she betrayed. Well, the captain, he came up to me, he asked if it were so. I dare not, I dare not, I dare not say no. It's a pity we should lose you, such a sailor lad you made. It's a pity we should lose you, such a handsome young maid. A handsome young maid, a handsome young maid. It's a pity we should lose you, such a handsome young maid. So fare you well, my captain, you've been so kind to me. And likewise, my sailor lads, I'm sorry to part with thee. But if ever the Navy needs a lad, a sailor I'll remain. I'll pull off my cap and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again. Yes, I'll run the rigging again, I'll run the rigging again. I'll pull off my cap and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again. Oh yes, I'll run the rigging again, I'll run the rigging again. I'll put off my cap and feathers, and I'll run the rigging again.
That was Tanya Oplin and Mike Freeman. This is the Renaissance Festival Podcast. I'm sorry. This is the Renaissance Festival Podcast. We're just winging it right now because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Yeah. My name is Mark Gunn.
I think it's fairly obvious.
And this is
Kristen.
Kristen, okay. Hi, Kristen. How you doing?
Alrighty. How are you?
Well, you're not gonna put in an accent. You do a much better accent than I do.
What? Wait. What? What accent are we talking about?
You're talking about the English accent that you do.
But when I do an accent, it's not usually on purpose.
That's quite all right. Let's see how this is gonna work. Upland and Freeman. They are performing at the Northwest Renaissance Festival. Okay, the basic idea behind this whole Renaissance Festival podcast is to promote the bands who are performing at Renaissance Festivals coming up this weekend. And this weekend I got three festivals listed that I found music for and that I know and was able to be able to put this together on a fly because the idea came to me today. All right, the first, like I said, is the Northwest Renaissance Festival with Tanya Oplin and Mike Freeman. They'll be joining with Heather Alexander and the Bedlam Bards. Next up, we're going to do a song from Empty Hats, who are performing at the Vermont Renaissance Festival.
A lady sits at her own front door, waiting on her man. By there came a lusty smith with his hammer in his hand, saying, "You are such a maiden fair, holding your robes of red. How will you take me in your arms and have me in your bed?"
"Away, away, you cold blacksmith, what do you do say is wrong? Dost thou think a lass like me can be had for just a song?"
He sang, "Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be a love to lay aside your pride."
So the lady, she took out her wand, held it high in her hand. She turned herself into a cloud, said, "Catch me if you can."
So the blacksmith shook his hammer, and it turned to a magic stick. So he became a lightning bolt, for to zap into her quick. He sang, "Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be a love to lay aside your pride."
So the lady, she turned into a fish, a-swimming in the brook.
So he became a fishing rod, for to catch her with his hook.
But the lady, she turned into a fly, blew up into the air.
So he became a hairy spider for to drag her into his lair, singing, "Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be a love, so lay aside your pride."
Then the lady, she turned into a rose bush in the wood.
So he became a bumblebee for to sting her where she stood.
Ouch! But the lady, she turned into a horse, dark as the night is black.
So he became a golden saddle for to climb onto her back, singing, "Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your love, so lay aside your pride." So the lady, she turned into a man, leered upon him good. So he became a bonny lass,
and she took him where he stood,
singing, "Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your love, so lay aside your pride." Singing, "Bye, lady, bye, your lust for me don't hide. This dusty smith will be your love, so lay aside your pride."
Sails be torn and tattered, and the mast be turned about, let the night wind chill me to my very soul. Though the spray might sting my eyes, and the stars no light provide, give me just another morning light to hold. For I will not lay me down, this rain or ocean, I will not lay me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. Though the only water left is but salt to wound my thirst, I will drink the rain that falls, so set it down. Though night's blindness be my gift, and every thieves upon my drift, I will thank the fort that shelters me along. For I will not lie me down, this rain or ocean, I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. Though my mates be drained and weary, and believe our hopes are lost, there's no need for their bones on that blackened bottom. Though death waits just off the bow, we will answer to him now. He shall stand to greet the morning light without us. For I will not lie me down, this rain or ocean, I will not lie me down
in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. For I will not lie me down, it's plain written. I will not lie me down in such a storm. And if this night be unblessed, I shall not take my rest until I reach another shore. Until I reach another shore.
Welcome back. That was, well, first we had Empty Hats. They're playing at the Vermont Renaissance Festival this weekend. Following them was Pandora Celtica with Sailor's Prayer. That song is, actually, I recorded that at the Opus Fantasy Fair in Denver, Colorado. And Pandora Celtica are playing at the Colorado Renaissance Festival. In fact, the next two bands are from the Colorado Renaissance Festival. First up, we're going to do Have Some Madeira Madeira. Sound good to you?
Yeah. Good old song by an old man getting a young girl drunk. Can't get any better than that.
That sounds good to me.
She was young, she was pure, she was new, she was nice, she was fair, she was sweet 17. He was old, he was vile, and no stranger to vice. He was base, he was crass, he was mean. He'd slyly inveigled her up to his flat to view his collection of stamps. And he said as he hastened to put out the cat, the wine, his cigar, and the lamps. Have some Madeira, my dear. You really have nothing to fear. I'm not trying to tempt you, now that wouldn't be right. One shouldn't drink spirits at this time of night. But have some Madeira, my dear. It's very much nicer than beer. I don't care for sherry, and one cannot drink stout. And port is a wine I can well do without. It's simply a case of chacon or song gout. Have some Madeira, my dear. Unaware of the wiles of the snake in the grass, of the fate of the maiden who topes, she lowered her standards by raising her glass, her courage, her eyes, and his hopes. She sipped it, she drank it, she drained it, she did. He quietly refilled it again. And he said, as he secretly carved one more notch on the butt of his gold-handled cane, have some Madeira, my dear. I've got a small cask of it here. And once it's been opened, you know it won't keep. Let's finish it up. It will help you to sleep. Have some Madeira, my dear. It's really an excellent year. Now, if it were gin, you'd be wrong to say yes. The evil gin does would be hard to assess. Besides, it's inclined to affect me prowess. Have some Madeira, my dear. Then there flashed through her mind what her mother had said, with her antepenultimate breath. Oh, my child, should you gaze on the wine when it is red, be prepared for a fate worse than death. She let go her glass with a shy little cry. Crash, tinkle, it fell to the floor. When he asked what in heavens, she made no reply, but let out in a dash for the door. Have some Madeira, my dear. Ring out down the hall loud and clear. A tremulous cry that was filled with despair as she paused to take breath in the cool midnight air. Have some Madeira, my dear. The words seemed to ring in her ear. Until the next morning she woke up in bed with a smile on her lips and an ache in her head. And a beard on her earlobe that tickled and said, have some Madeira, my dear.
That was Siller and Clark. They're playing at the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Next up is a couple of very funny lasses that I adore, Iris and Rose. They're going to do a funny song that Kristen here was enjoying earlier.
Well, I don't know if you're going to get as big of a kick out of it as I did. That's for damn sure.
What? What do you mean?
Why don't you just play the song? We'll find out.
All right. We can do that.
Oh, a restless young lady from Berlin developed a wonderful trend to purchase cucumbers for pleasure, because she found they were better than men. So line up for your cucumbers, ladies. They're selling for £2 a piece. Your frustrated days are all over, and cucumbers never get pissed. Oh, they never leave stains on the mattress. They're happy to live in the fridge. The Lucid is never left standing, and I've never seen cucumber kids. So line up for your cucumbers, ladies. They're selling for £2 a piece. Your frustrated days are all over, and cucumbers never get pissed. Oh, in Asia they're eaten with chilies. In Britain they're put between bread. But in Berlin we use them as teddies, because we found that they never want head. So line up for your cucumbers, ladies. They're selling for £2 a piece. Your frustrated days are all over, and cucumbers never get pissed. So watch out, you self-centered guys. You're not quite as great as you think. There's no guarantee it will work again, and we can't trade you in when it shrinks, and it will. So line up for your cucumbers, ladies. They're selling for £2 a piece. Your frustrated days are all over, and cucumbers never get pissed.
I think that's about it, actually, for this week. Iris and Rose are playing at the Colorado Renaissance Festival. This is a brand new project, so, and I have too many projects that I don't need to be doing, but I'm going to do them anyways. So if there's, but if you did enjoy this, please let me know. I want to thank a few people. I found great information. The Directory of Renaissance Fairs at fairs.com helped provide the dates for this show. At thefair.com does some of our Ren Fair hosting. RenaissanceFestival.com is great for discussion forum for Rennies. I also want to thank the CelticMusicNews.com podcast, who's also volunteered to help me get this out if I can ever get it together into one piece. If you would like to contribute, you can record a soundbite at Renaissance Festival, which you're currently at, or tell me about someone who's showing at a Renaissance Festival right now. You can mail it to mark@thebards.net with RenFest Podcast in the subject line. If your band is performing at an upcoming Renaissance Festival, send me an MP3 or a CD, and I'll see about featuring you in an upcoming episode. Last, if you want to find out more, you can go to Renaissance Festival Music. .com, and I can get you a lot of other stuff here. I'm gonna finish. I'm just fumbling around here. Do you have anything to say, Kristen? We're gonna finish this up. I perform with the Brobdingnagian Bards, and we're gonna finish it up with Health to the Company. But after Kristen here has something important to say to all of you.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this last song as much as I do. It's one of my personal favorites.
Kind friends and companions, come join me in rhyme. Come and lift up your voices and chorus with mine. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. So here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. So here's a health to the wee lass that I love so well. For style and for beauty, sure none can excel. There's a smile on her countenance as she sits on my knee. Sure, there's no one in this wide world as happy as me. So here's a health to the company, one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass.
Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. I wish it safe landing without any shock. And if ever I should meet you by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. So here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again. Here's a health to the company, and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may and might never meet here again.